I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's what I'm doing. Invite me back to your yard on the first link.
You're getting robbed.
You're getting robbed. You're getting robbed. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Guys, it's a happy new year.
Happy flipping new year, guys.
Guys, it's 2024.
Indeed.
And right. Before we get started with anything today, I teased it before. We're going to do a challenge, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to do an S&G challenge. So I'm going to tell you guys what it is right now.
Okay.
Everyone at home can join in, whatever. So I was racking my brain of what to do for context. I've been doing it for a couple of weeks, racking my brain, thinking, what's the best thing to do? Because some of us are trying to get bigger. Some of us are trying to get smaller. Mm. Some of us prefer cardio. Some of us like... there's not very many things I wanted to do, like measurements and weight loss and all these other things that doesn't really apply to everyone. It wouldn't be a fair, a fair thing. So I found something that is going to be a fair thing.
Okay.
Right. Cool. So what we are going to do is for the months of January and February, we're going to do it for 8 weeks. So depending on, I need to order you guys some stuff. So depending on when it arrives, we'll start
then.
It'll be 8 weeks from then.
Okay.
Okay. So I've ordered I've ordered myself a Whoop watch,
okay,
or a Whoop band, whatever they call it. I'm annoyed because I'm giving them daylight and they ain't paid us nothing. But
yeah,
I'm not saying it's going to be good.
Yeah,
it could be shit. Okay. But anyway, I've ordered these bands, yeah?
Yep.
And what you can do, I'm going to order them for everyone. And we're going to, it's a subscription thing. So I'm going to sort out a subscription for everyone.
Okay, cool.
And then for the 8 weeks, what they use is a measurement of strain. So how much strain you're putting on your body in a day.
Okay.
Sleep and recovery. So you can create a leaderboard that measures, it would be a separate leaderboard for how much strain, how much sleep, how much recovery.
Okay.
Okay.
So at the end of the 8 weeks, whoever has like the mean top across the three, we'll win the £1,000 prize, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's
so
interesting.
So yeah, it's equal for everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
So some of us might be better at sleeping. Some of us might be, get better at recovery than others. Some of us might do more exercise than others. So yeah, it could be a case where I'm doing way more exercise, but I'm lacking on my sleep. Whereas Ellis is getting way more sleep and he's lacking on his exercise. And then we've got the same amount of points.
Okay,
cool. So it's gonna be,
okay,
it should get us into a nice swing where we're taking our sleep seriously, we're taking our fitness seriously, our recovery seriously.
Makes sense.
And it should benefit us overall very, very well.
Yeah.
As opposed to, because of the recovery aspect as well, it will disincentivize us, because some of the things I was doing, we would be incentivized to be waking up at 3 a.m. and going for like a 10-mile run to get those points up. Do you know what I mean? Well, you would have, right? I'm competitive.
I wouldn't do that.
If I woke up and saw that you, man, were like 4,000 steps ahead of me, I'm getting up whatever time I get up and going.
Okay.
I'm doing stuff. I'm not losing.
So you can see it live. You can see everyone's
we'll
being
be able
live.
To see all of our shit live.
Oh, wow. I swear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
For the whole 8 weeks, we'll be able to see our shit live.
That's going to get toxic.
Yeah. It's going to get messy, you man.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
We're going to see the whole thing live.
You have to keep it on permanently.
Yeah, you keep it on. It's waterproof, everything. Okay. You keep it on all times.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, we'll see at the end of the 8 weeks who's the most elite human.
Cool, sounds like a good idea.
All right.
Physical S&G 100.
Yeah, man. So yeah, guys, place your bets at home. and we'll check in week by week about where the leaderboard is and how everyone's doing and stuff like that. And because it's on the app, we should be able to post it on the episodes.
Yeah, should be able to.
We should be able to get the stuff on the episodes where everyone's...
Screen grab it all.
Yeah. So I'm excited because I need excuses to make my sleep count.
Yeah,
I need excuses. And like the strain thing as well, like if I'm in there, it gives you a strain rating about of your day and stuff like that. It could be a day where you men are in the gym and then one of us strain rating is up. One of us has been working, the other one's just been chilling in there.
Yeah.
We're about to see it all.
Okay. I'm excited.
Gang.
Okay. I'm really excited.
Okay, guys. So, on top of that, before we get into it, does anyone have any resolutions or no?
I'm trying to see if I had any last year and if I lived up to them. I probably did, because we do it every year.
Yeah.
If I lived up to them, who knows? Do I have any this year? Come back to me.
Do I have any resolutions this year? You know what? Not to sound all high and mighty, I think the year just passed has been probably the best year of my life.
I can agree. I can attest to that.
There's been a lot of up and downs, definitely with like fitness and health.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last 2 months-ish, I think I said the other day, apart from last week, mm-hmm. where it was just super busy, just like Christmassy mm-hmm. shit. Apart from last week, I've trained, for the last 2 months, I've trained at least 4 times a week, every week. Sometimes 5 and 6.
Mm.
So where I'm at right now, if I can keep that going into this new year, I'm gonna be gassed.
Come. Mm.
So yeah, like 2023, went to America twice.
Mm-hmm.
We did some cool friendship stuff. Obviously the, like when I did the guest of the year,
mm-hmm.
I was going through all of the, obviously the old clips and stuff mm-hmm. and just like the quality of the clips from the Taser episode
yeah.
up until like Michael's episode, for example, which was the last one of the year, night and day. You'd never guess it was the same year.
Mm-hmm.
It looked completely different.
Fair.
And I was like, damn, we've done stuff. Mm, we've okay. done stuff.
Okay.
So I don't have any resolutions. Just try and have at least as good a 2024 as I yeah, did a 2023,
more
I think.
Of the same. Fair. I can attest that. I agree to that as well. 2023 was probably the best year of my life so far. I'm just happy to keep on coming in and doing the same shit, man. That's...
It's juicy, no?
That's the juiciest thing I could ask for, man. And yeah, I'm gonna try and keep my fitness up as well as I can this year. The last week or so, obviously, you know, I've been ill as hell. But yeah, just trying to keep that up and I should be okay.
Gang. That's it. Yeah. Menace?
So, just one big one. So, it's always been on the back burner. And it's never like, it's always been in the back burner. I've never gave it full focus, right? I'm going to start making my own content.
Let's go!
I knew you were going to say that.
Because, the thing is, I posted that video, and then it was like, I just put it off, and I was like, I just want to focus on like this show and all this stuff. I was just focusing on that, and then like getting better at editing and focusing on stuff like that. And then, yeah, I said to myself like the other week, I was like, look, cool. Let's just fucking execute now. Because I've got like loads of notes on videos, nice. Like a shit ton of notes of stuff I want to do. There's so many ideas. And it's like, just fucking execute it then.
Mm.
Just do it. So yeah, that is the main thing. Like literally just start creating my own content and stop overthinking stuff.
Nice.
Stop overthinking it.
Like, stop overthinking,
this is going
right,
to be good.
Bro.
This is going to be, no, oh, this is a bit shit. Oh, this needs, just do it. Just post it.
Nice, bro.
So yeah,
nice. Well played.
That's my plan for the year.
Nice. Remski?
Gym, get back on it. Routine again. Food wise as well. Both need to be just as disciplined as, well, not as disciplined as when I was competing, but like, you know, just get back on it properly. It's been up and down recently. Continue practicing bass guitar. Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been on that. And network with more creative minds. And also content as well. Just get onto my own content, man. Like, yeah. It's right there. Like, I have ideas that on my way here to the studio, I'm sat on the underground in my notes, writing stuff out.
Yeah. Nice.
Planning stuff, writing nice. Skits that just come to my mind that just, I have them there. Just execute them. Just,
nice.
Just do it. Yeah.
Gang.
100%. I'm on it.
That's it.
Nice, man. That's a nice little wholesome start to the show.
Yes.
I'm gassed. Right, guys. So again, we teased, we've got some new segments for everyone today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be juicy. I'm going to be participating a little bit more now moving forward with the questions of the week. It a little bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do some, go back to our roots with the character play and the role play and the immersiveness. Mm-hmm. We're an immersive show now, guys, okay? I'm inside your living rooms.
Brains.
Brains. I'm inside your brains.
You saw my face, didn't it?
Yeah. Not your guts, man.
Not on the New Year's Day.
Not on the New Year's Day. Right, so the flipping, let me find my thing.
You got it.
I'm out of touch, bro. I don't do this kind of stuff. I usually just sit and wait. Right, so what was the question of the week?
So the question of the week, the first question of the year actually is New Year's resolutions, wrong answers only.
Wrong answers only. So, right, what we'll do is I'm going to play a character.
Mm.
I'm going to say what my resolutions are, mm-hmm. and I want to embody it. Mm-hmm. You play a character and we'll go a little pingo pongo.
Okay. So New Year's resolution, guys. Wrong answers only.
Right. Daddy, what's your New Year's resolution?
To manipulate this bitch even more in the new year. That is my New Year's resolution.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
What about yours?
I'm going to leave my baby daddy alone. I'm not going there again.
Sure.
I'm leaving his ass alone, bro. I'm leaving him alone.
All right, cool. Back to mine. I'm finna make her cry more.
You're really...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the same person twice over.
I'm making her cry more.
Yeah. Swear. Mm. Are you sure it's the right thing to do?
Positive.
All right, cool. I know what I'm going to do.
Tell
this
me.
Year, I'm going to pick up the phone knowing Toxic lives on the other end.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick up that phone anyway.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick it up anyway because I know only good can come from that.
Say
that's
less.
What I want.
Say less. What I'm finna do is I'm making it my mission to disappoint my family by having a child out of wedlock. that's exactly what I'm going to do in the new year. That's exactly what I'm going to do in the new year.
Swear.
Yeah.
Say less, my guy. All right. You know what I'm going to do?
Mm.
You know Fuhad from, what's it called? Shits and Gigs?
Yeah.
I'm going to make him admit he loves cock.
Cool.
He's going to admit it once and for all.
To piggyback off that, do you know what I'm finna do?
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to touch more mandems with Deenies and say it was an accident.
With what? Deenies?
With Deenies. And say it was an accident.
All right, say less. All seriousness, you know what actually I'm trying to do next year?
Hit me.
This year, sorry.
Mm.
Get less bitches, man.
It's tough.
Bro, it's just jarring.
Yeah, it's long, innit? I hear you.
I just want to get less bitches.
I hear you. You might know I don't really like my cardio bag, but what I'm trying to do this year, get more cardio in by continuing to run away from love.
Mm. Yeah. It's not for you.
Mm. Just keep running away. Stay healthy.
Fair.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Two birds, one stone kind of situation.
There you go.
Drink some first. All right, cool. Do you know what I'm actually really desperately trying to do this year?
Tell me.
Not get pregnant by Nick Cannon.
I mean, the odds of that slim.
Yes, fam.
The odds of that slim.
Resolutions just,
they fold and they unfold.
Yeah, they crumble. I reckon I'll make it through Q1.
And then he's bursting through Q2.
He's running me up.
In Q2, it's long. He loves a Ute.
His pull-out game's whack.
He loves a Ute.
Yeah.
Speaking of Utes, I'm finally going to come round to putting sand in my baby daddy's gas tank. That's what I'm going to do.
You've been putting it off?
I've been putting it off.
Because you're a good person.
I'm a good person.
You were.
I was a good person.
Yeah.
For 2024?
Yeah.
180.
Yeah. All right. Bet. You know what I'm thinking? I'm actually going to finally start doing
what?
This year as well. Because I'm just bored of the natural ways.
Mm.
I'm going to start paying for pom-pom.
Is it?
Mm.
Okay.
I've got, fam, I'm already on the train of getting less bitches.
Mm.
So I'm already going to, that's going to be easier to facilitate.
Yep.
I'm making money.
Mm.
So ergo facto.
There we go.
Pay for the puss.
There we go.
All right, come on.
I hear it.
Good for you.
What I'm actually going to do is try a lot less on this internet beef. I'm going to try and pick fewer internet fights.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's wholesome.
Yeah, I think that's the role I need to adopt.
All right, say less.
Few less internet
all right. Fights. I am actually going to let my ex ruin my life one more time.
Just one?
one more time.
Mm.
Yeah, one more time. And then I'm charging it.
I'm going to double down. Mm. I'm going to sleep with all of my exes one last time. Just one last time.
Yeah?
Just so they know.
Yeah. That's funny. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get slutted out all of 2024.
Oh.
Mm. Slut me out.
Caveat. I'm going to rob every nigga that invites me back to their yard on the first link. That's what I'm doing. Invite me back to your yard on the first link.
You're getting robbed.
You're getting robbed. You're getting robbed. That's exactly what I'm doing.
All right. Okay. I think that's all I've got. How many you got? Two more?
I've got a couple more.
All right. Oh wait, no, I got one more. One more. I just remembered, I got one more that I actually need to do.
Mm.
I need to successfully break up with my girlfriend without her telling me she's gonna end her life.
I think that piggybacks off what I'm gonna do next year or this year as well is I'm gonna try and take people's mans more effectively.
You're gonna take their man more effectively?
More effectively.
You've not been effective in
your man stealing. I've not been stealing it effectively this year.
Sloppy, yeah.
I'm doubling down.
Yeah. Clean cut, you're mine.
Mm.
I rate it.
Mm.
I rate it.
That's me.
All right, cool. Oh, Jesus Christ. You got one more?
Nah, that's it.
All right, say less.
Wrong answers only, yeah, man.
Oh, God. That's the one. Right. So, guys, Apaz, Fwegs has got a new game for us this year. Top five obviously ended. If you watched the Christmas special, you know what happened there.
Mm.
It was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
It was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
New
year, new rules, new game.
What's the new game?
So the new game is called Back to School.
Okay.
And this is for everyone. It's wholesome, it's fun, it's interactive, you know. Everyone can learn some. So what I'm gonna do, obviously you're still gonna need your pads or your whiteboards rather and your pens. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna ask five key stage three questions. Oh. And for those that don't know, that aren't from the UK, what key stage three is, that's the ages between 11 and 14. It could be different subjects, maths, English, science, geography, history, whatever. I'll repeat the question twice. Some are multiple choice, some aren't, to help you guys out. But even some of the multiple choice ones are a bit techie.
Wow.
A bit techie. And I'll reveal the answers after all five questions have been
key stage
asked.
Three.
Key stage three. Gosh. We've literally all been there, so there's no excuse.
So what age did you say it was again, sorry?
11 to 14.
11 to 14, wow. Year seven to year nine. Mm. That's not that easy.
Mm.
All right, cool, I'm ready.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Everyone got their stuff?
That's when I was messing about as well.
I wasn't listening.
Oh,
I was not listening. Start paying attention today, boys. We're actually heading back to school. Everyone got their pads?
Yeah.
Cool. Question number one. Select the adjectives in the following sentence. It's tough already.
I don't know what adjective is.
I've forgotten.
The road comprised of large houses and a tiny shop.
This is a good game.
Question two. Is everyone locked, by the way?
Yeah.
Question two. Oh, caveat. If there is a draw, I will obviously ask bonus questions. So
all right, cool.
Which of the following pH numbers indicates a neutral substance? 1, 5, 7, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Locked?
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Which of these is not a factor of 60? 10, 15, 20, 25.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
This is terrifying.
It's embarrassing.
Number four. Spell amphibian. Be all locked?
I think so.
Yep.
Number five. What is the capital of Scotland? We locked?
Yeah, I'm locked.
Oh God, I don't think I know that one.
You're locked?
Yeah.
Cool, those five questions done. Cool.
Okay.
Select the adjectives in the following sentence. The road comprised of large houses and a tiny shop. Rem, what did you write?
Large and tiny.
Large and tiny would be correct. Ellis, what did you write?
I put comprised.
James, what did you write?
Large and tiny.
Cool.
Fuck me.
And there we go. We're off to the races.
Adjectives are descriptive words.
Yeah, I know now.
Question number two. Which of the following pH numbers indicates a neutral substance? Ellis, what did you put?
I put 5.
Rem, what did you put?
1.
James, what did you put?
7.
7. Question number 3. Which of these is not a factor of 60? 10, 15, 20, 25. James, what did you put?
25.
Ellis?
25.
Rem?
25.
25. Question number 4. Spell amphibian. Rem, go first.
A-M-P-H-I-B-I-A-N. Amphibian.
Mine's Ellis.
The exact same.
Show me your boards, please.
It would be hard to see it, but...
You love to write small.
Yeah, I know.
It baffles me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote that.
I can't see yours.
Sorry.
Cool. Yes.
Is that correct?
Fair.
Amphibian, correct.
Thank God.
I didn't think I'd get that. I'm not going to lie.
Same, bro. I don't think I've got this last one right, though.
Capital cities. What is the capital of Scotland? Just to let you know, there are options, but I didn't want to give them because I wanted you, man, to all think. But the multiple choice was either Aberdeen, Dundee, Edinburgh, Glasgow.
Aberdeen.
There's 4 options of the
No, no, no.
It's so multiple choice.
It was a multiple choice, but I didn't give the multiple choice.
What are you on about?
Sorry, right. Yeah. So, Rem, sorry, what capital city did you put?
I've put Aberdeen, but now you've just said those 4.
Aberdeen.
I put Edinburgh.
I put Glasgow.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, I knew it was Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Well played.
Fuck.
Well fucking played.
Scores are 4-3-3. So James, you won the first round. So it's 1-0.
Yeah.
Gang.
Picking up where we left off.
Gang. Exactly, man. We start as we mean to go on.
So that is the first edition of Back to School and James is in the lead.
That was terrifying, bro.
There we
go. I really didn't like that. No, but I loved it, but I did. It was really stressful.
Tune in for next week.
You know what I like about that? Is obviously with top 5, there's certain ones where I'm like, I don't care if I win or lose.
Yeah.
I secretly care, but like, if I don't know what Scarlett Johansson's height is, I'm not gonna like kill myself, you know? But yeah.
Whereas this mocks your education.
Yeah, this is a mockery.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the whole point. That's literally the whole point.
Okay, gang, right. That was fun.
Gang.
Right, so next up, I'll tell you, actually, let's do trash news now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't want to overwhelm everyone with the new segments. I've got a new segment after trash news.
All right, cool.
Cool.
A Chinese company is making its workers run 2 miles every day if they want to get a better bonus.
Mad.
Incentive.
Facts.
If I read this incorrectly, if I butcher this, I'm sorry. Guangdong Dongpo paper in China is offering a unique business based on employees running distances. Chairman Ling Ziyong announced that running 62 miles monthly earns a bonus of 130% of the salary.
Hey, yo. Wow.
While 31 miles secures a month's salary bonus, those managing 19 miles get a 30% annual bonus. Lim emphasizes the link between employee health and business success. But the initiative faced criticism on Weibo with concerns about potential injuries and skepticism about the company's future. Yeah, I don't know about the company's future, but I've often heard about, I'm sure it was China, and their policies for health in the workplace. Like,
they don't play at all.
They don't mess
do
around. I've heard some companies do yoga on the on the skyscrapers.
Yeah, and they do tai chi and shit.
They do that before they start the day. Can you imagine that? Like, well, we don't have. Well, I don't even know if they have the weather for it. But say if we have indoor complex, skyscrapers, whatever, central London. Even then, I don't imagine British people, English people doing anything like that.
We don't have the, it's not even, tolerance ain't even the word. We don't have the time, I guess. Time and...
But even, like you say time, but I think if a company was that invested in the health of the employees, say it was a 9-to-5, you would still come in at 9, but your work day would just start at 10.
Mm.
So it's not even about having time. The company takes time out of your 9 to 5 to implement this.
When I say time, I don't mean necessarily say like it's taking time out of my day. I'm just saying I mentally don't have the time for it.
Oh, right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But do you?
Not me personally, but I'm just saying I feel like the general UK public won't have the mental time for it. Do you know what I mean?
They don't. Yeah.
Because that involves if it's something like running, for example, that then involves bringing a change of clothes to work, doing this. You have to think about so many other 30%. Things.
30%.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's not going to incent. Like, it's a massive incentive.
That's crazy.
But I'm saying some people still won't do it. You know, I think it's a very good idea.
It's a great.
I think it's a very, very good idea.
I would definitely do it.
Yeah, I think I reckon people will start doing it certain times a year. Certain shit that they want going on in their life that month. They're doing the run.
Yeah.
There you go.
That month you're doing the run. Christmas season, December.
Yeah. Everyone's turning up at 8.
Running, bro.
Everyone's turning up at 8, running for an hour.
Yeah. But that's a bit peak though. They need to do it a little bit more fairly, obviously, because people can't run 2 miles.
True.
So it needs to be something like burn X amount of calories.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Where like for certain people, if you're morbidly obese, burning this many calories could literally be the equivalent of you walking up a flight of stairs.
Mm.
Whereas if you're really in really good shape, burning the same amount of calories would require you to do a lot more. But effort levels, exertion would end up being the same. I think that would be a lot more appropriate than run 2 miles, you're making these bags. Because 2 miles for a couple, man, if I'm 60,
true.
You need to offer me much more than 30% to get me 2 miles down the road.
Yeah, fair. Unless you've been doing it for a couple of years and then you're just agile about it. But yeah, I hear you completely. I hear you completely.
Interesting though. But also, China's a communist country. So all this, I'm overweight, disabled, old. They don't care.
They don't hear that.
Then you're just not getting the pee. Are you?
No.
That's the end of it.
True.
They don't, because everyone in the comments, what if you can't do it? You got health and this and that. China don't care about that noise.
No, they don't.
They don't care about fair. Run or don't run. It's not my problem. Good work should beget. Who says beget in a normal sentence? Good work should beget a bonus, not this horse shit.
Beget
is nuts. That's
crazy.
That's biblical. US, Darlene bought cupcakes, everyone. China, run if you still want to have a job. Damn, okay, fair play. Did you also know I've seen the comment about TikTok. Did you know in China they don't play with TikTok? They, if you're under a certain age, you only see educational TikToks.
I think I did know that.
Yeah. And it cuts off after like 9 p.m. or something like that as well.
Wow. It's a Chinese app, right?
Yeah, it's a Chinese own app.
Yeah.
Chinese based.
I've seen conspiracies saying that like, bro, China sent TikTok here to destroy us.
Yeah.
Because people in the West, the TikToks that blow up are not the TikToks that blow up in China.
Yeah.
Lab experiments blow up in China. Double entendre. Here, just titties.
And dances.
Titties and dancing and idiots like me and Fuad blow up on TikTok. Fools blow up on TikTok over here.
Yeah.
Incentivized for foolishness.
Yeah.
Their man are incentivized to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump tried to remove it, didn't he? When Trump tried to remove it.
He was like, I'm not on this at all.
Get rid.
Yeah, man. And all the mums were like, brother, I'm not taking the iPad off him. I'm not doing it, bro. You're not getting rid of TikTok. I'll tell you that now.
The iPad equals peace and quiet.
Facts, bro. Yeah. These men can never tell me they're taking TikTok off me. I need it.
What would you actually do though?
Obviously nothing. What can I do? I'd moan. I'll come in here and I'd moan.
He comes to work and just moan.
And 8 million less people would hear me.
fair.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Right. I've got a segment, guys. It's a fun one. So the segment that I'm going to do is called Who Am I? So I'm going to pick someone. This could be a celebrity. It could be someone we know. It could be a fictional character. It could be a historical figure. Could be anyone.
I like that. I like the range.
Yeah, it could be literally anyone. So I'm going to describe myself and my story in a way that James would normally talk, and it's up to you guys to figure out who am I.
is it a case of we just shout the person out?
No, because I don't want to ruin the game.
Okay.
So I'm not going to put it in a situation where 10 seconds in, you manage to shout and stuff.
Okay.
We're going to have checkpoints. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through the story. Mm-hmm. At the end, I'm going to ask you to guess who am I? Mm-hmm. And then if you ain't got it, I will continue.
Okay, cool.
Yeah? Mm. To make it better, actually, to make it more of a team sport, we'll use the whiteboards.
Okay.
Okay.
To write down who you think, as opposed to one person shouting out and then everyone being like, oh.
That's that then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Cool.
Ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Yeah, man.
Okay, well gone, you man.
Well gone.
I thought I'd come in here and tell you, man, a little something about me, innit?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes!
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Tell the truth, you got the winter blues?
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah, you got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/gigspod. So I grew up in England.
Okay.
Small little town. And to be fair, life was a bit butters to start off with. Obviously just normal life. Grew up with my parents. Well, not my parents, like my mum, like my mum's siblings. So like my aunt and uncle, grew up with them and their ute as well. And yeah, man, obviously went to school, didn't really have any friends, family wasn't really tight with them. Mm-hmm. And I felt, bro, to be fair, when I was growing up, I felt a little bit lost. Didn't really feel like I fit in. And then when I was like 12, 13, I went to boarding school, and boarding school was good. Boarding school was very, very good. I made friends quickly, like on day one. And it was like a trio thing. There's three of us, and we were just gang, bro. When I say the three of us used to run this school, I don't like to obviously gas myself up, but you'd say I was pretty much the ringleader of this this trio. Bro, we were just on stuff. And you know what's mad as well, yeah? Every time we would fuck around in school and do some foolishness, the teachers, the head teachers, all this kind of stuff, they'll try and move Vex, but they'll low-key be gassing it. They'll be gassing us and then reward us. So it was live. So basically, every day looked like lesson. This teacher's a waste man. This teacher likes me. We get into some fuckery, learn some cool shit. And then, yeah, man, at the end of the day, I'm thinking, I'm expelled. Mm-hmm. Big head teacher would turn around and be like, my Don, yeah, you're him still.
Okay.
So it went on like that for a little while, but I realized early on, one or two brothers hated me. Hated me. So there was one bro, hated my guts. Don't know why. He's just a dickhead. Mm-hmm. And he had all his little fucking minions, whatever you want to call them, that hated me as well. So while I'm just trying to live my school life, the whole time, I'm trying to educate myself, chill with my brethren, learn some shit, and every now and again, I'm bumping into this dickhead, and we're gonna have to go toe-to-toe and scrap. First checkpoint. Any guesses?
Nah, nothing, man.
Gang.
Nothing at all.
Gang.
I feel like Rem's got some.
KSI?
No. Interesting.
None.
Cool?
Yeah.
Cool? All right, I'll continue.
Cool.
So bearing in mind, what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm intentionally making it incredibly cryptic in the first chapter. Mm. And then the more chapters we go on, they'll get easier and easier and easier and easier. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. Cool.
Right. So, as I said, I'm bumping into this guy from time to time. He's a dickhead. He's making my life difficult. And then I'm realizing that this guy's renowned for being a dickhead. Mm-hmm. This guy's renowned for causing trouble, bro. Mm-hmm. This guy pisses people so much, every time you bring him up, they don't want to chat about him. Mm. They don't even want to say his name. So I'm learning that, like, rah, this guy's been beefing me for a minute, and he's been beefing everyone for a minute. So moving on. Again, it's just me and my two brethren in this school. And then I'm learning that I'm actually him. The bread that the main guy does ops, that no one wants to chat about, I'm learning I'm just as famous as him.
Okay.
And this beef we've been having this beef since I was born. And then I found out that the reason I live with my fucking mum's sister, her husband, and this dickhead you is because this brer killed, bro, my mum and dad. And he tried to kill me. So now I know it's just beef, 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 beef. So this guy is powerful as fuck. So now it's my mission. Now it's my life goal to take this beef to the end. And I need to kill him before he kills me. That's checkpoint two.
I don't know who it is, but I'm leaning towards fictional character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leaning towards fictional character.
I'm thinking like superhero-esque.
Mm. I was thinking Batman at first, but then I remember growing up in England.
I thought of Batman.
Right. Cool. So moving into chapter three, if anyone wants to make a guess now, you can stop me at any time. Mm. Just write it down.
Yep.
Show me, and then I'll say yes or no. Mm. And then we'll go from there, okay?
Cool.
Cool. So, like I said, it's my life's mission now to take down this brer that no one wants to say his name. We've had this beef since the day I was born. He killed my parents. It's me and my friends against the world, essentially. I'm learning more.
Let me just DM you.
Rem would like to make a guess. Rem's correct.
What the fuck?
Rem is correct.
Okay.
Right.
Go back over, yeah, like what you've in your, you know, phase one, phase two.
Cool. Or maybe so phase two, yeah, the story's over.
Jesus.
Phase one. We spoke about. Well done, Rem.
Thank you.
I'm actually so gassed because my biggest fear was that you, man, were just going to guess it like that. And I'm like, this whole segment's charged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I like the phases.
Cool. So yeah. Phase one, what did we learn? We learned that, so Rem's got the point regardless. Mm-hmm. So if you guys can shout out now. Mm. So phase one, we learned out that I grew up in England. I grew up with my aunt and uncle and my cousin, who's a bellend. I didn't fit in. I always knew I was different. And I only realized where I belonged when I moved to boarding school. Mm. Whilst at boarding school, I met my two best friends, and the three of us were roaming around causing trouble, and every time we get in trouble, we'd be rewarded by our head teacher. Mm. As I'm living my life in this new school, I realize...
I know who it is.
Who?
Can I say?
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Yes, Harry Potter!
Well played,
fair play, fair play, fair play.
I knew it was fictional as soon as I... Harry Potter, well played. It's good.
Gang.
Really good, really good, really good.
Yeah?
Really good.
All right, gang, really gang, 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 gang.
Yeah, so
I'm going to do one of them every week.
Gang.
It's a good game.
Yeah, very good.
Very good game.
Gang.
You're fucking...
it's a thinker.
Yeah. It gets your mind going.
All right, that's 1 point for Rem. I'm going to keep a tally. Cool, right. If you guys got a question for the team.
I do have a question for the team, and you have to answer.
All right, cool.
Okay.
In our friendship group, Ellis included, as well as like your extended friendship group too. If you had to pick, would you rather die first or die last?
First.
Why? Oh, you have to obviously say why.
I, to this point, have not experienced loss, like serious loss. And every year that goes on, I'm not gonna lie to you, man, in here, I get more and more scared that someone close to me is gonna pass away because it's gonna happen.
And for
some reason, God's left all of it until like this, like second half of my life. Well, I'm still in the first half technically, but I hope so.
I hope so.
But yeah, I'm 32 and I've not experienced any of it. So all of it's gonna come. Bang, 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 bang. So for me personally, I've always thought, I think I'd rather it just be me first. I don't have to deal with any of it.
Okay.
I don't have to deal with any of it because I was watching First Dates a few weeks ago. And some woman was saying that like she was going on a date and she was saying in the space of a year, she lost like her husband, her mum, and like one of her nephews or something like that.
That's a year.
Bro, she spun out of control.
Wow.
She was depressed, bro, for a good couple years. And I was like, I'm just not on that kind of stuff, to be honest.
Damn.
I'd rather just go out.
Damn.
So first, 100%, I couldn't see you, man, pass before my eyes. I'm telling you now, I'm not going to more than one of your funerals. I'm just not on it at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ellis?
Yeah, man, it's terrifying. The thought of like, I'd rather go first. I don't want to go through that pain. But then I feel bad for
everyone else.
I also feel bad for everyone else. You, man, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Man, you wouldn't know though.
If you, I know, yeah, it's true, bro. Yeah. You would never know. You'd never know. But
virgins.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
Yeah.
Rem?
No one got the virgins right? Never mind.
I can't even clock.
Doesn't matter. 72 virgins. Okay.
First, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dealing with the pain of just carrying that pain of you know, your closest ones, just losing them and losing them, losing them. What kind of life is that? Like you are each and every time that happens, realizing that you're becoming more lonely and lonely and lonely from those who you've spent so much of your life with. And that's just, yeah, that is depressive.
Scary, man.
It's super scary. Yeah, so first, I think.
Fair. Yeah, I think it's a unanimous decision. I would say first as well. I wouldn't be able to go to 4 or 5 funerals. Like it would, the last one would murder me. I'd jump in the same car.
I was thinking, put the soil on top of me. Yeah.
Like that would be too much for me. But it's also one of those ones where if I was to pick last, who's coming to my funeral? Like which friends of mine are coming to my funeral?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely first. Definitely first. Even though I wouldn't want to go first. Do you know what I mean? I'd be living.
Okay, let's flip it.
Yeah.
Let's say we're all lined up. Because this is what I know you and I know how your brain works.
Yeah.
We're all lined up. Terrorist is there.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And he was like, who wants to go first? And you still have to go to the funeral of every person.
Okay.
And you're saying like, it could, I'm taking you all out.
Regardless. Yeah.
The first one's going today.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go to the funeral and then the last one could be in 50 years, who knows?
Okay.
But at some point, I'm taking you all out. So I'm saying on that day, who's first? Are you saying you?
Nah.
Yeah.
The fuck? Because that's murder. That's different. I don't want to get killed. I might want to die first. I don't want to get killed.
All right, so who's first then?
Oh, that's not up to me.
Yeah, it is now.
Why is that up to me?
Yeah, because he said, I like those lips. Who's first? Tell us.
That's not me.
He's saying not me.
That's a dealer's choice.
Nah, you're the dealer, bro.
The dealer is you.
Not me.
It's either you or pick someone.
I wouldn't be able to pick someone. The guilt, because I wouldn't be able to say, I'll be pointing like, okay, him first. And then I actually see the murder.
Oh.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to live
all
with
of
that.
Us look at you like, oh.
Exactly.
Well, I wouldn't be looking at you.
Why? Because I'd pick
you. Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to take that, man. I just couldn't. I couldn't live with that guilt.
No, of course not.
I would never be able to live with that guilt.
No, ever in my entire life.
It would murk me every day. Mm. Every single day.
That's jokes. That's so funny.
I like the look of those lips.
Yeah.
Who's going first? The fuck?
Sorry, it's the first thing I can see. It's just the first thing I can see.
Oh, God.
Okay, cool. You've got a dilemma for us, right?
I do. So let me give you a little background. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 8 years and are 22 at present.
Hmm? Okay.
So they've been together since 14?
Like the marriage tree.
Yeah.
At school.
Mm-hmm. He's the complete love of my life and we are each other's first everything, including first and only sexual partner. Unfortunately, growing up, I was completely controlling and I limited everything for him. I would be very jealous over every little thing. Ridiculous, I know, but I was young and dumb and thought this is how I would keep a man. Then I ended up cheating, kissing one of my guy friends at the time. Needless to say, we had a break at about 17 and then ended up coming back to each other. We now live together in our own home and have a very happy, healthy relationship where I don't struggle with jealousy and actually I'm kind of the other way in terms of mentioning open relationships to him, etc. Mm. He's very turbulent as an individual and swings through emotions. For example, being completely in love and for 1 minute and the next minute saying he doesn't care about me and I'm not what he wants because he feels trapped because we've bought a house together. This usually contrasts with him telling me he's sorry the next morning and I'm the only person he's talking to or talking to about it. He literally has no friends and doesn't do anything to get friends either. I am his complete emotional support system and he refuses to get help, i.e. therapy or start a club to make new friends. He always says he will. I know you're still the one and I'd be empty without you. But this has included at points accusing me of cheating and being cold with me all night, then profusely apologizing in the morning. I fully believe and trust this man is not cheating on me. He's not the type of person. Anyway, recently he's been down and has expressed he doesn't really find me attractive anymore. Admittedly, I put on weight since we started dating, but when I was 14 when we started dating, but I still get guys chatting me up, etc. at work, so I hope I'm not fully ugly. And actually, he said to me yesterday night that he feels like I ruined his upbringing / adolescent life, and he's still angry for that.
Damn.
I accept this and listen to him for hours about basically how shit I used to be. He does say I am completely a different and more laid-back girlfriend now, and he finds that a head fuck. I've offered to leave, told him I'll be fine on my own, and told him he has to do what's best for him, and I support him whatever and every time he says what he wants in our relationship. We literally haven't had sex in months, and he told me he finds himself flirting with other girls too. She wrote, I really don't mind about flirting because I'm a flirty person as well. And I love my life with the thought that ignorance is bliss.
Fair.
That was a
180. Yeah, complete 180. Fair.
I spoke to him about this and said we need to improve this because I swear I'm not even looking at my colleagues any different. He was like, my head just isn't in it. I can't give you what you want. She also wrote in brackets, I do everything, including calling him daddy, getting him choked, etc. So I guess it's not.
Getting him what?
And getting choked. I said getting him choked.
Oh, yeah.
Getting choked.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting choked.
I do everything, including calling him daddy and getting choked.
So I guess it's not like he can just stick it in and be done. But yeah. Even a quick sesh would be an improvement at this point. I just want it. What do I do? I'm exhausted of sitting through hours of basically being told I'm shit. But equally, it's my mess from when I was younger. How can I move forward with him because I don't want anyone else, but I'm struggling with everything. I've never considered cheating as much as I do currently and can't get this out of my head, probably because I'm deprived. And I know that won't help things, but it's tempting me when home life is just as shit as it is. Just craving some kind of stability or like just someone to love me for who I am. Please help me.
Jesus Christ.
So long story short, been together for 8 years. They're currently 22. They both agreed that they're each other's love of their lives, first sexual interaction, things like that. Unfortunately, she was very controlling when she was younger in their relationship days because she thought that's how she could keep a man. She ended up kissing one of her guy friends when they were 17. They broke up, needed to stay to go back together. And she tried to talk about open relationships and try not to be as jealous as she used to be. He's very turbulent through his emotions. One day he says he loves her. The next day he says he's not sure. He's not really on it. He finds himself flirting with other people. She doesn't mind because she flirts too, but it's nothing too deep because it's an ignorance is bliss situation. She clearly wants to be more physical in the sack where he's not really on it. And she's pulling out all the stops, calling him daddy, getting choked. And yeah, she's even asking for a quick sesh. That would do it for her, basically, long story short. And she's now asking, what should she do? Because yeah, it's a mind fuck for her.
I would say, bloody Nora, mate. Right. Honestly, every fiber of my being is saying charge it mm-hmm. and move on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 2024. I'm trying not to just be Mr. Charge It.
Mm.
But also, like, you can't be with someone who resents you.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, you have to charge it because the brother literally resents you. Mm.
He can't escape that.
Yeah.
Childhood trauma,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
He's traumatized by the relationship, but this relationship is all he knows.
Mm.
And now he's Billy Big Bollocks and he wants to get it off his chest.
Mm.
He's told her to her face, I don't find you attractive anymore.
Mm.
That, for one, by the way, is just bing, 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 done.
Yeah.
Before we get into all this childhood trauma stuff, don't find you attractive?
Mm.
Charged.
Mm.
Dark. If you don't find me attractive, we're done here. Mm. That's it. Mm. And then she sat down with him for hours and hours, multiple times, talking about like you were so shit then and you were so shit this. Obviously, he's just getting best off of his chest. He needs to go see a professional. She needs to stand up and be like, "Cool, you've got it off your chest. Clearly, it's still burning you. Yeah. You need to go speak to someone professionally mm-hmm. because I'm not a punching bag.
Mm.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not a punching bag, bro. Mm. I personally, I'm not a professional. I don't see how this relationship works. He resents you, doesn't find you attractive, and you're his entire emotional support system.
Yeah.
Just red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag. And you man haven't banged in months. He openly tells you that he's been looking at things at work or whatever. Mm. You said you've been flirting with people at work. Like this thing is a shit show.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Mm. Yeah, I agree. And within the same breath, you're 22.
Mm.
It may seem as if this is the be all and end all, considering you've been in an 8-year relationship, but
yeah,
you will both find someone else.
Young love, anything I need, I find in my young love.
Yeah, young love will take a soul. It will take a soul. God,
it took my soul multiple times.
But yeah, man, you man will find someone else. And it's tough because you think once you do break up, like your world is going to end. But by the time you hit like 25, you probably might not even remember so much of why you were in that situation.
Oh, bro, 100% you won't. And my girl's 22 years old, hasn't been banged in months. What kind of crazy chat is that?
Yeah, 22, you stay banging at 22.
You stay naked, bro.
Yeah, so for both of your benefits, just, you guys are clearly comfortable enough to express your thoughts in its entirety to each other, which I can commend, but also you both now have to do the right thing and go your separate ways because it's clearly not working regardless of the fact that you guys are emotionally available towards one another in terms of the communication.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not enough.
Yeah, you facts.
Know, that's far from enough. So yeah, like James said, either seek professional help and see where that can go, or unfortunately, Mr. 2024 is going to have to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Calm, right. Rapidy rap?
Rapidy rap.
That was an interesting episode.
Mm.
I enjoyed it.
Mm.
Some dark points. Some high points and some dark points.
Dark points?
Yeah, I don't know. When you asked about the killing thing, it just made me sad.
Yeah.
The death thing.
The death, yeah. I was watching a show that made me ask it. There's a show I'm watching on Netflix called Where You Running From? It's actually Turkish.
Mm.
And it's pretty decent. Good cinematography, good plot. So it made me ask the question. That's why I wrote it down.
Yeah. Fair. Forgot to mention, Leave the World Behind, watched it.
Thoughts?
Exactly as you said.
Intriguing for the whole thing. Until
you could have literally
watched another hour.
Yeah. It literally seemed like the head writer was like balls deep in it. And it was like, who can be bothered?
Who cares? Or and like, drop the pen.
Or it sounds like he was like going. And then a ting just walked in. I was like, take me.
Yeah.
And he just said, the end.
Yeah.
He just wrote, the end. Yeah. And then
charged it. Yeah. I like the director went ham as well.
Yeah, I could see where you're going, especially with like the music score and the camera work and camera like, yeah, amazing. It was different.
Camera work is amazing.
It was good. The daughter, the black daughter.
Yes.
What a bitch.
Oh, God.
What an absolute bitch. Mahershala Ali, whatever, how do we pronounce his name? Actor,
yeah.
He acts his tits off.
He does act.
He really does. I loved Ethan Hawke's character as well. When he said about the, I could tell when they first arrived, and he, because he tried to get in the whiskey cabinet before.
And then
as soon as he was diggling keys, I was thinking, he's going to make him a whiskey.
Yeah.
He's going to make him a whiskey. He made him that cocktail, and I was like, raw! Like that's a cocktail. A
Godfather or something.
Yeah, man. It was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it, man. It was good.
Good movie. Glad.
But yeah, anyway, guys. Until next week. Oh, we didn't even do an introduction. It's fine.
No, do it now.
Yeah, do an intro now.
Right, guys, welcome back in the new year of 2024.
Facts.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir.
I am your co-host, James.
I'm your co-host, Philo Fuegs.
If you enjoy our content and would like to enjoy some more of it, please head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
It's going to only cost you £3 a month.
10p a day.
Please run the P to SNG.
Yes, sir.
And indoctrinate yourself into this culture, man. Into this club, into this cult. Be a top boy, a top girl. And yeah, man, it's a vibe and it's popping off.
Facts.
Do we have the biggest, best, greatest Patreon in the country? Yes. Probs. If you had said yes, I'm just going to co-sign and say yes.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. And that's the end of it. So guys, head on over there. Enjoy yourself. Have a time. Mm. Join the Discord. Have a chat. And if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. It means a lot to us. It means everything to us. And if you are listening on any audio platform, please leave a nice review. 5 stars is obviously preferable. But yeah, without any further ado, love.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.